Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. A reminder, you can catch the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. And of course, you can follow me online on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. A lot of stuff going on today. Again, the shutdown continuing in Washington, D.C. We'll see what happens. A congressional leadership meeting with President Obama, that'll happen a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll get the details as that rolls out. We'll have everything up to date tomorrow on the Chad Hasty Show. Harry Reid stepping in it when he was answering a question about funding the National Institute of Health, the NIH. There's a question about whether or not some children would be able to get cancer treatment because of the government shutdown. Harry Reid, in his answer to a CNN question, if it helps just one child, why not do it? Harry Reid's answer, why would we want to do that? Very nice, Harry. Very, very nice. Harry Reid also offering to talk tax reform if the GOP ends the shutdown. Wondering if a lot of Democrats get a little pressure starting to build up a little bit. World War II veterans, those are still getting a lot of press. World War II vets storming the D.C. Memorial. War veterans threatened with arrest. The White House rejected a visit request. And now Republican leaders and even the RNC offering to pay to keep the memorial open for the World War II veterans. This may be turning a little bit of public opinion, maybe just a little bit. Democrats have not gotten away free and clear here, though you would not know that if you only watch the TV networks. According to the Washington Examiner, the nation's big three news networks, falling right into place for President Obama and the Democrats, blaming the Republican Party for the government shutdown by a whopping 21-0 story count. Yeah, how about that media there for you? Now, you've probably heard it's Pink Week. You've got the Susan G. Komen Foundation out there. They raise a lot of money for breast cancer awareness, okay? They raise a lot of money. They got it's Pink October. You got pink everything. Well, apparently the Komen Foundation, they have decided that they will not take money from certain groups. Now, they will give money to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, you know, they do abortions. But they will give money to those organizations. They will give money to Planned Parenthood. But when it comes to accepting money from dancers, no, I don't think so. We can't do that. KCBD reporting out of Las Vegas for the 26th anniversary show, Crazy Girls at the Riviera wanted to donate a portion of ticket sales to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. But the foundation declined the offer. The topless show dancers said that they've had dancers on the show who experienced breast cancer, so it was very personal to them. Quote, it's really hard not to take it personal. Breast cancer runs in my family as well. It's really hurtful, said one dancer who goes by her stage name, Victoria. Very nice. Southern Nevada's executive director, Stephanie Kirby, said it's Susan G. Komen's national policy not to partner with certain businesses, especially those that may sexualize women. Quote, it just doesn't fall in line with who we are as an organization. That's right, we would rather donate to abortion services like Planned Parenthood. It just doesn't fall in line with who we are as an organization. There are too many survivors out there who no longer have that body part that's being displayed at a lot of these shows. What? Are you freaking kidding me? Come on, Susan G. Komen. You people need to get over it. And if you're really for breast cancer awareness, if you're really for accepting money and to defeat breast cancer, you will take money from wherever it comes from. What a sham this Susan G. Komen Foundation story is. This is just pathetic. But another example of Susan G. Komen Foundation. Yeah, it all may sound good, but once you look behind the scenes a little bit, it's not always the prettiest picture. Want to thank you for tuning in to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. Hope you have a fantastic day, a fantastic weekend. Tomorrow, an open line Thursday on the show, as I'll be out of town on Friday. We'll not be having a show. So hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.